It's a John Lund Unleashed emergency show.
911, what's your emergency?
Something big must have happened because Lund isn't getting off his ass for just any old breaking news. A big trade, free agent signing, or his family is just sick of hearing him talk sports all day.
Hell yeah!
Make sure you are subscribed at John Lund Unleashed Pod on YouTube and the podcast, or you might miss the news. Now with whatever it is, here's Johnny.
Yeah, I got to turn the microphone on. That works better. Twice in one day. You get me twice in one day, but that's the reason why. Emergency show on a Saturday. Deebo Samuel traded to the Commanders. Now, this cannot be official until March 12th when the new year happens. But Deebo Samuel, according to all the insiders, from Adam Schefter nationally to our good friend Matt Maiocco and others, all the great people that cover the 49ers, Deebo Samuel has been traded to Adam Peters and the Washington Commanders. Now, I'm not going to pat myself too hard on the back, but I told you, and if you go to the website right now, you can read this, johnlundunleashed.com, and I'll write a whole deep dive piece into Deebo a little bit later on in the day. So that's what I'm going to do today. But I told you that there were two teams that I had there, and I went down every situation for every team, and I told you also that Deebo Samuel was not going to be released because of the wide receiver situation around the league. If Brandon Ayuk's contract was up last year, Brandon Ayuk would have been traded. But there's so many teams that need wide receivers, and according to what I was told, it came down to D'Amico Ryans and the Texans, which would have been great to send him to the AFC, but the Commanders came up with a fifth-round pick, and there's all sorts of stuff to go over. But a fifth-round pick, which is pick 148, and I'll put all sorts of fun graphics up for you and everything, but pick 148, fifth-round pick, goes to the Niners for Deebo Samuel going to Washington. They needed a second receiver next to Terry McLaurin. And as I tell you all the time on the show, what do I tell you about trades? Connections, 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 connections. And in the piece I wrote a couple of weeks ago for johnlundunleashed.com, I said the connections. You got D'Amico Ryans in Houston, and you got Adam Peters, who was the VP of player personnel for the 49ers in 2019 when they drafted Deebo second round out of South Carolina. So Deebo, because of that connection, goes to the Washington Commanders. There was a piece out by Jeremy Fowler saying that maybe, and this made a lot of sense, that the 49ers would swap straight up Deebo Samuel for Jonathan Allen, the defensive tackle who's going into the last year of his deal, and their cap numbers are very, very similar. But apparently to Fowler, the 49ers and Washington talked about that but decided no. And so the Niners get a fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel, who was a second-round pick out of South Carolina in 2019. So before I get into my fancy graphics and thoughts and everything like that, and what they're going to get and all these kind of things, I want to get your thoughts, and I want to do some roll call like we normally do. But again, emergency show, Deebo Samuel traded to the Commanders. So I want to get your thoughts on it, and then I want to go over Deebo as a Niner before we get into all this. Okay, Debo's gone. What do we do? What do we do? And what are the numbers? And what are the, let's acknowledge Deebo for just a second. But our good friends at East Coast Red and Gold Podcast are here. Let's go. Yeah, twice in one day. Are you kidding me? Make sure you're subscribing to East Coast Red and Gold Podcast. Our good friends there. Bucko Sports is in the house. Miguel, AJ, EB, John Holmes. Hello. Everybody is turned out for Deebo being traded. Frank, good to see you again. D. Lou, what up? D. Lou 22. Lund, hey, Franco, what's going on, man? G. Martinez is in the house. Skills. SF Niners 808. Aloha, Mr. Hand. Should have gotten more. We'll discuss. I don't know that they could have gotten more, but at least they got something. Jake is here today. Sports Girl for Life. Lovely to see you here today. Kyle Pine Needle, everybody is here. All right. So here's the deal. I'm going to flash some things up, but let me acknowledge Deebo for a second. He didn't have a good year. Maybe or maybe not. Was he in good shape? He wanted, I told you that from the beginning of this whole thing, when a lot of the Niners insiders are saying that he wasn't going to be traded, I knew that he was. You had Brandon Ayuk, and I keep saying this, but I'll just keep saying it. Brandon Ayuk is not getting traded. He's got a $29 million cap hit if he gets traded. They're not doing that. They're not doing that. But okay. The wide receiver situation, we'll get into the wide receiver room. As you can see, the chalkboard, I did a quick, fancy chalkboard. So we got to have a chalkboard. We got to have everything. We got to, the show's got to look professional. I know he got traded. And you should have saw me. I was just like madly doing the chalkboard and the show cover. And it's got to be a professional show, right? 49ers trade Debo to Commanders. That's why we're here. We had to have a fancy show. We had to have a chalkboard. Everything had to be the same. But before we get into anything, let's acknowledge the fact that Debo was a really good 49er. 2019, and I remember covering that Super Bowl in the first half. Debo absolutely dominated the Chiefs. They're like, what in the hell? And, you know, when injuries went down in the Dallas game where he scores the touchdown, and he set a tone for this team and Kyle Shanahan, and they loved having him, and he was the wide back, and then he has to be traded, and they didn't trade him, and he signed an extension and all these different things, and he played tough and he played hurt. And for a while there, when Debo didn't play, the 49ers just weren't the same offensively. He set a tone offensively for the 49ers. Problem is, as he's reaching the age of 30, and this shouldn't be a problem for wide receivers, as he reached the age of 30, he became less effective because he's 5'10", about 215. He's built more like a running back. And that's how he played the wide receiver position. He bullied people. He ran over people. He played physically. And you know what's ironic? Is that injuries, and I think, and maybe he'll get it, maybe he'll be totally motivated, Debo. And it's very possible that Debo Samuel is extremely motivated in Washington as a number two receiver next to Terry McLaurin for a team who, by the way, had no offensive problems. They got Jaden Daniels, and the offense is wired in Washington. They're good. They were one of the top scoring teams in the NFL, and now they add Debo. But is it going to be a motivated Debo or not? But let me just stay on Debo as a 49er. So when he was healthy, when he was rolling, when Kyle was using him right, jet sweeps out of the backfield, all those kind of things, Debo was rolling. When Debo wasn't in shape, which was occasionally and certainly last year, and I don't know what his issue was, and I'm not around Debo in the off the field. Debo, in terms of how I feel about Debo as a person, totally different. I'm not a Debo guy, but I'm not going to disparage him on his way out of town. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm just talking about Debo as a player. And then he just became less effective this year. And for the amount of money that Debo made, he was going to be on the books for cap number of 15.2 in the last year of his deal. Didn't play well, wasn't in shape, all those different things. It was just time for Debo to move on. And if he hadn't asked for a trade, the Niners were going to trade him or cut him anyway. Maybe the problem on the 49ers side of things was they should have traded him last offseason. Could have gotten probably a third-round pick. Pittsburgh was poking around. All those teams that were poking around Brandon Ayuk could have poked around Debo Samuel, and they probably could have got a third instead of a fifth. And it's not, from what I understand, it's not a conditional fifth-round pick. It's pick 148, period. And it came from New Orleans, by the way. So it was a Marshon Lattimore deal, actually. But anyway, they get the fifth-round pick. That's the deal. It's going to be pick 148. So Debo Samuel, a member of Washington. But I just want to real quick before we get into everything else, just say Debo was a great 49er when he was in shape. The attitude that he had, he helped Trent with the box coming out. He set an attitude against other teams. And for this era that the 49ers have been in, Debo Samuel has been an integral part of what the 49ers did. But for some reason, I knew it, you knew it, Debo in the backfield didn't work anymore. Debo with Brock Purdy doesn't work anymore. And the reason why, and I've told you this before, but on the day that he's traded, I'll just reiterate, yes, there's financial considerations, but the bottom line is if Debo Samuel had been an effective player who fit within this offense anymore, he wouldn't be going to Washington right now. He would be staying right here. But what happened was is that as they drafted Ricky Pearsall, and hopefully we can see that this year, and he stays healthy and the weird gunshot thing and all that, Ricky Pearsall's a route runner, a precise route runner who can get open against mad coverage. This started back in the Super Bowl, really, where Debo just could not get open against press man of the Kansas City Chiefs. Just couldn't get open. And it's not what he does. And so what does Brock Purdy do? He anticipates throws. You have to be in the right place at the right time. And that's not Debo Samuel. And it came down to Kyle Shanahan having to, a lot of times, scheme Debo open so we could get the run after the catch ability of Debo. That's what it came down to. And if you throw it to Juwan Jennings, yeah, is he a precise route runner? No, but he'll go up and get the ball so Brock can trust him. Pearsall, supposedly a precise route runner, can get open against tough man coverage. Brandon Ayuk, we know when he gets healthy, he can do that. You see a trend here? That's not Debo. So if we were watching, what was it, Sesame Street or Electric Company, where they had the four boxes and they said, which of these is not like the other? Which of these just don't belong? That was a terrible rendition. But there would be Pearsall in one box, and there would be Brandon Ayuk in one box, and there would be Juwan Jennings in one box. Remember how good Juwan was against Kansas City in the man coverage? So those three would be in a box, and then they're Debo, and it'd be like, eh. And I like Debo. I'm not disparaging Debo. I'm saying anymore, given the money and the situation, Debo Samuel didn't fit what the 49ers were doing, especially an out-of-shape Debo Samuel. So I guess the initial reaction I have to this whole thing is, yeah, it's a fifth round pick. It's what I expected. I told you this last week when this kind of got, when the fire got stoked on this again, that Davante Adams went from the Raiders to the Jets for a third round pick. They weren't getting more than a third round pick for Deebo Samuel. And there must not have been a lot out there, because do you think that the 49ers wanted to trade Deebo Samuel within the NFC and potentially a team, if they get back to the playoffs and win the NFC West and with the last place schedule, I expect that they will, that this is going to be a team that they're going to see in the playoffs. And I'm not saying Deebo's done, because if the Niners really thought he was completely done, he just didn't fit anymore, and it was just time to move on. That's what happens. Time happens, as I think John Lynch said in the press conference. John Lynch said, well, you know, this time happens. We're trying to do that. It was just like 48 hours ago that John Lynch said that, right? We're going to try to make this happen. Well, it was pretty quick. And it was probably done at the combine, where John saw, you know, the front office people plus Adam Peters of Washington, and went, hey, let's get that done. By the way, another reason Kyle should have been at the combine, but whatever. The relationship, speaking of Kyle, between Deebo and Kyle himself, those things are so overblown. Business is business, and friendship is friendship. You can't keep Deebo just because the coach likes him. That was never going to happen. So anyway, that's where we are. So emergency show on the chalkboard. Deebo traded, Washington fifth rounder, 148 overall. We had this a couple of weeks ago on unleashed.com, which you can check out the piece, Where Will Deebo Go? In fact, I've got it right here, and then I'm going to go out and I want to get your thoughts on everything after I share my screen with you and show you this whole thing, because we had this a couple of weeks ago on the show. So I just wanted to show you that very, very quickly. So if, again, you can go everywhere. There's the top. There's shows. We did that one this morning. Podcasts. There's blog. All that kind of stuff. The things from John at the, let's see. Come on, click on that sucker. Come on, baby. Let's go here. I was going to click on that one, but it wasn't clicking. Looks like my website's not, there we go. It's not a great endorsement for my website. So there's John Lynch takeaways. There is a Deebo question that is answered there. As a matter of fact, let me see if we can do this. I think we can probably play that cut for you right from here, right? Deebo gone. All right, let's play this. Is this going to work?
He's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that. Don't like seeing great players, and he is a great player. He's, you know, I think often one of my favorite draft picks of my time. This guy's just he makes plays, and he makes game-changing plays. And, you know, everything's good, you know, but like at some point, time happens. And
okay, so John Lynch says time happens. Okay, I go for that. If he was a great player, he wouldn't have been a fifth round. He would have got more than a fifth round pick for him, but I'm not going to nitpick on those kind of things. So there's what John Lynch is saying. Let me get back. I just have a frozen mouse. Hang on. I really need to go overnight and make sure that this thing works. So we're frozen here for a minute, and I'll get back on in just 1 second, and you can hear me, so it's okay. But essentially, he's talking about that as Deebo Samuel goes off to Washington and says, well, he's a great player. I would probably debate you on this whole great player thing, because if he was really a great player, I think he probably would have – sorry, we're messing with the mouse here. They probably would have got more than a fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel if he was a great player. So I don't necessarily buy that you're going to call him a great player at this particular point. But I get it. I mean, it's – again, I'm not going to sit here and disparage Deebo, because, you know, I think that's what a lot of people are going to do today. And I'm not going to disparage Deebo because of this whole, you know, just because he gets traded somewhere. Sorry, I'm trying to mess with the mouse at the same time. I'm trying to get this off our screen here so we can go back to the show. Hang on 1 second. I'll get us back onto this thing. And then I want to get out there and get to your thoughts on this whole thing. So hang on 1 second and we'll get this thing back on. You can see me out to the side scrambling around on this mouse. Hang on 1 second. 1 second. Should be good. All right. Just need that for just a minute. And nope, still not. There we go. Now it's working. Okay. So there's John Lynch on that. Now let me just move a couple of blog slots down here. Beyond that. God, we wrote this a long time ago. So where will Deebo go? This was after, remember, that's John Lynch. I don't like thing to scramble, but I do want to play these things for you. But as I went down, I said five most likely right there on Deebo. There's the five most likely on Deebo. And number two there, it says the Commanders. They might have to overpay because it's the NFC, and that's not likely. But their GM, Adam Peters, was the 49ers VP of player personnel when Deebo was drafted by the 49ers in 2019. They have a need opposite Terry McLaurin and a rising team in the NFC. 49ers would not want to send him there, but they may not have a choice if they want something in return. So I wrote that about 2 weeks ago. Here is Debo. This is locker room cleanout day. Debo, locker room cleanout day.
Being back here. Nah, no questions at all.
Have you talked to Kyle and John about
that? Oh, not yet, no.
So that was Debo's final interview as a 49er. And then here's John Lynch day after locker room cleanout saying they weren't going to move Debo because they don't want to trade good players.
Debo's under contract. And yeah.
Expecting back.
Yeah. A good player and has done a ton for this organization. And, you know, we're not in the business of letting good players out of here. So, yeah.
He doesn't look overly confident in saying that. So there you go. Go back and check that out. That was a couple of weeks ago. I've been telling you Debo's gone. Now where is he going and what will the 49ers get back? Well, now we know. Fifth round pick for the 49ers, pick number 148. Sorry about that. We got stuck on there. But let me get your thoughts on everything. I got a bunch of other things to discuss. But again, if you're just tuning in, thanks for joining us. John Lund Unleashed. If you were a member, if you were John Lund Unleashed, if you went to John Lund Unleashed on YouTube, you would get this alert and you would know we were doing an emergency show. So please make sure to subscribe to John Lund Unleashed and give us the thumbs up. Helps the algorithm. And this is a number one reason why you should have your alerts on and you would know to come to the show. All right, let me get some thoughts on from everybody, what everybody's saying about Debo and what your thoughts are. It can be Debo, the player, losing Debo, trading Debo. You don't like it. You do like it. However you want to do this thing is totally fine with me. So let's do, let's see. Let me just start with this. SF Niners 808. Aloha. It'll hurt now, but my gut tells me it's going to be better in the future without him next year. He needed a new start, and we needed one too. You know what? I think that you're 100% right. I think here's what's going to happen next year. My prediction. Debo's going to be unbelievably motivated. He's one of those guys that has to be in really, really good shape. And so he's going to be unbelievably motivated, and he's going to have a good year. And everybody's going to go, the Niners are stupid for trading him. My retort to that would be Debo wouldn't have done that here. I just think Debo is done. He's an emotional guy. I just don't think that Debo would have the year that he may have in Washington here. Or he's just done. I mean, those are the two things. Look, everybody knows this, and I'm not kicking the guy out the door. I was going to say kicking him when he's down, but he's going to make $15 million. They're taking on his full contract, and I'll show you some stats about this trade that I put together very quickly. But here's the bottom line of the whole thing. Debo wasn't motivated here. Debo didn't want to be here. Debo, as I've told you many times, is prickly. That's the best word I can use with Debo. He's prickly. And he might be addition by subtraction. That's part of why I think. And then next year, I do think that all of a sudden it's going to be, he's going to play well. He's going to play well. He's motivated by moving to Washington. He's motivated by next year being the last year of his deal. He's going to have a good year. I just don't know if he was going to have that good year here. And based on the year he had this year, we all know this as Niners fans and watching this whole thing, he was terrible. Can we just be honest? He had his career low across the boards of game. He had one season in which he only played in seven games. So throw that one out. Other than that game where the year he only played in seven games, across the board, this was Debo's worst year. Catches, yards rushing, yards per attempt, everything. Worst. The catch against the Rams, the drop against the Rams, ended the season. I mean, there was a lot of other problems and a lot of other issues, and they weren't going to make the playoffs anyway. But that drop across the middle on the third down against the Rams, good night, everybody. I mean, that was just it. The season was over at that point. So he just wasn't good. And so that's the bottom line to everything. Adam Shepard, yeah, they're taking on the old contract, 17.55, count $31 million in dead money. I know. I mean, how bad do you want to get rid of somebody? Just put it this way. How bad do you want to get rid of somebody if there's $31 million in dead money? And they're going to spread that over 2 years. And then the same people, and I know I said this morning, but if you weren't with us, bottom line is this. I was on this morning on the show, and Diana Rossini, again, our favorite insider in the NFL here, said that Brandon Ayuk was back on the block. And it was like, look, he's got a $29 million cap hit. His deal is essentially a $376 million deal. And at the end of the third year, the Niners can get out of it for a $9 million dead cap, which is nothing in today's NFL. It's a three-year, $76 million deal. But he's going into the second year of it, and he's got a $29 million cap hit. So you think they're going to take a $29 million cap hit on Ayuk and a $31 million cap hit on Debo? Who's going to catch the damn ball? And they're not going to have any money to pay Brock anyway. So that's silly. And we're going to get into the receiver side of things and how this works on the field, because that's what really everybody cares about, right? One other quick thing, and then I'll keep going through these. I don't know. We're going to have to delve deep and find out more on the whole Jonathan Allen thing, because we said this last week, right? Jonathan Allen available, Washington defensive tackle. Who needs defensive tackles? Oh, the Niners do. And apparently, according to Jeremy Fowler, they did discuss that, but ultimately didn't do it. And I think one of the reasons why is because Allen makes $15, $16 million himself, and they would have had dead, you know, one of the things they probably have to look at in the league is all this dead cap and what you got to eat. Washington's taken over the contract. If they got Allen back, it would be kind of a, just like a salary swap. Why do I have to eat all this back money and all this different stuff like that? Just look at the contracts. Like in the NBA, you just have to match the salaries. There's no back con. There's no, I don't have to pay a bunch of extra stuff to dump a guy. If I want to trade a guy, why should I have to trade take a massive cap hit? Like the other team's taking him on. I'm taking their player on. They roughly have the same amount of money due. Like, why do I have to do that? That's dumb. Thank you, Bill M. Debo was a fantastic 49er. Lots of memories. He was. I'm not going to disparage Debo on his way out the door. He was just too, he was too good. He was really, really good until he wasn't. And that was last year. And I think that what ended up happening, and here's where I give him a ton of credit. The minute that Brandon Ayuk signed that contract, the giant contract he signed, that's really 3 and 76, but whatever. He knew he was out the door. He knew they weren't going to pay two receivers that kind of money long-term. There was no way. And they drafted Pearsall in the first round. So if he didn't know it at that point, he knew it when Pearsall got drafted in the first round. He was done. And the way that it looked next year for the wide receiver group, and this is why I kept scratching my head when really smart Niners insiders were like, they're not trading him. I'm like, Brandon Ayuk's going to come back. That's their number one. Pearsall, they drafted in the first round for the slot, and they love Juwan Jennings. Debo's a fourth receiver and a kick returner. They're not paying him $24 million or $15.2 on the cap for that. No chance. But everybody kept, oh, they're going to keep him. Like, they're not going to keep him. And the cap went up, and people eat a bunch of money all the time. It's just, that's just, it's not happening. So let's see right here. Yeah, which team is going to trade for an injured Ayuk? Won't return until November. But when he comes back, why would a team take a gamble? From a standpoint of just financially, okay, and that's not the case anymore because so many teams will take these big old $50 million burgers, and Aaron Rodgers, they're going to take a $50 million burger, or the Jets. That's how much they hate Aaron Rodgers to get away from him. But you can't take those time and time again and trade two receivers. Like I said, I looked it up this morning. $29 million is the cap hit if you lose Ayuk, if you trade Ayuk. They're not going to take that and the hit they're going to take on Debo. And then it's like, hey, let's sign Brock Purdy and let's try to be competent and sign a couple of free agents and let's try to sign Dre Greenlaw. Let's try, like, you can't do business that way, no matter how much the cap went up. They're not going to do that. All right, so let me give you a couple of things in addition to that. Again, look at Debo there in his fancy Commander's uniform right there. So as I've told you, we're looking at the chalkboard real quick. Emergency show, Debo traded. 148 is the pick, fifth overall. We had it a couple of weeks ago. Thanks, Debo. I think we did that enough, but we can keep it going if you would like. Why he's gone, I told you, he doesn't fit what they do. Brock's got to anticipate throws. That's not Debo in the backfield anymore. What did he average, like 3.1 a carry this year? It's like Debo's in the backfield. I know he's getting the ball, not effective at all anymore. It can become official on March 12th because that is the first day of the year. So technically, Debo's been traded. Well, Debo will be traded on March 12th. Could they change their mind? Could another team come through? I guess so, but you're not going to want to burn the bridge with Adam Peters, a guy you know. So they've come to what the technical term is, they've come to a verbal agreement in trading Debo Samuel to Washington, but they're not going to back out of it. Now, if a team came with like a first-round pick, maybe they'd back out of it. They're not going to back out of it. All right, some of the things you need to know on this whole thing. There's Matt Maiocco. He is a wonderful source. In place, as he says, for a fifth-round pick cannot become official March 12th, first day of the year. Thanks, Manny. Here's Adam Schefter, Washington taking on the remainder of Debo's contract and paying his full $17.55 million salary. Look, if I'm only getting a fifth-round pick in return, you got to pay his whole salary. I'm sure that was a debate point between Adam Peters and the 49ers, but you're paying it. If I'm only getting a fifth, you're paying it. Let's see. Oh, here's David Lombardi. He does all the numbers. I'm not sure you care about the numbers, but just in case, I add them for you. This is through David Lombardi, at Lombardi himself, and he has a great Niners channel as well, but you can't go to it right now. Save the Commanders acquire. So this is 1.1. Do you like numbers? I mean, whatever, right? I mean, it's not my money, but I just thought I'd throw it up there just so that we are well-rounded in this conversation today. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's take that away. This is what Debo looks like. There you go. There's a big picture. Somebody already did that. There's Debo, big smile. I'm on to Washington. All right. Good for you. This is the part where I was saying Jonathan Allen, Jeremy Fowler. Jonathan Allen was part of the trade discussions between the Commanders and the 49ers this week as they executed the Debo Samuel deal. Ultimately, he was not included. Allen is due 16.4. So 16.4 for Allen, 17.5 for Debo. If this was the NBA, those salaries would have matched and Jonathan Allen would be a Niner, and I would love that. But the way things are is Washington probably looked at it. They probably had to eat money. Debo, the Niners had to eat money. I think it's the stupidest thing and they need to change it. I mean, it would have made a hell of a lot of sense. The Niners need a defensive tackle. Allen's in the last year of his deal. He's disgruntled being in Washington. The 49ers have Debo. He's disgruntled. And they need him there. Why not just do a swap and all this crap about, you know, you owe him 31 and you're taking a cap hit and blah, blah, blah. Who? I mean, come on. It's silly. I would have liked, instead of a fifth-round pick, you want Jonathan Allen? Yes, please. I'd much rather have Jonathan Allen than a fifth-round pick, even for 1 year. They need defensive linemen badly. As I was, maybe this is just silly, but as I was scrambling around before the show and I was looking for a content on Debo to chuck up on the screen just like that, I saw this, that the Raiders are looking to move Michael Meyer. He was a second-round pick out of Notre Dame, and then they have Brock Bowers, and it's like, well, we don't need this guy anymore, and he's really solid. And the Niners have been looking for a backup tight end forever, and now I think they're going to cut juice, and they're going to need a move tight end, and I think he could do that. He's had injuries with the Raiders, but I'd turn around and call the Raiders right now and say, because he's a former second-round pick, I'd turn around and call the Raiders right now and go, you want this? You want the fifth-round pick? I'll take that guy. Because here's why I bring that up. The Niners need a lot of things. You and I have discussed this a lot of times. They need an edge. They need a defensive tackle. They need a linebacker. I think they need I'd like Javon Holland, by the way, the safety from Miami. I've changed my free agent crushes. If I could get offensively Drew Dalman, which I'm not sure I can, from Atlanta to be the center for the Niners, and Javon Holland, the free safety, who's from the Bay Area, from the Dolphins, I would call that a successful free agent haul. But the reason I say Michael Meyer, the tight end for the Raiders, they need a backup tight end too. And so before the draft, they could get some of these things done, get a center, free agencies after the draft, or free agent before the draft, sorry. But Dalman at center, I'd love Sherwood the linebacker, but now I'm probably getting way too greedy, but Holland would cost you quite a bit. But here's why I say that, because now here's the updated picks for the 49ers. There's 11 of them. So that fifth round pick, they didn't have a five. So now they have a pick in the fifth round and it's 148. But look at the fourth and fifth round. Three in the fourth, one in the fifth. I'll make you a small side wager for a cocktail or an adult beverage. They're not using all three of those fourth round picks. They're going to move up, move down, whatever, get some stuff for next year. That's 11 picks. The Niners are not going to use 11 picks. There's not 11 open spots in this roster. So that's the deal. So there you go. First rounder, 11th, 43rd. You can do it yourself. But four in the top 100 now. And then look at that from 112 to 148. So in that 36 picks? Within 36 picks from 112 to 148, they've got four picks. So in that range from the first to the fifth round, they've got the first 150 players. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have eight of the top 150 picks. And the way that the Niners do the mid-rounds, that's nice. But what I think is going to happen is that before the draft, I think they may use some of these picks to get somebody like that. A Michael Meyer, where you look at him on the Raiders as a backup tight end, you probably have to give up, I don't know, 139 for him, 148 for him. I mean, just turn that around and do that. But, the reason why they want to have all those picks, when you have all those picks, like 38, 39, 138, 139, you move those picks around and people are going to be calling you because you have those picks. So you can get picks for next year, fourth rounder for a three next year so that you can better your lot. They're not going to take 11 guys. They don't want 11 rookies on their team. And even though John Lynch the other day said, hey, we got to get, basically what he said was, we got to get less top heavy. Some of these situations, we've got to kind of work these things out. And Debo is a step in that direction in terms of having a lot of expensive guys on the roster, guys that get hurt at times. And by the way, so there's the picks. I'll drop those off the screen because I'm sure you want to see my bright, shiny face today. But part of this whole thing, too, is they ask Debo to play hard. And then when Debo gets hurt by playing hard, they're like, what's up, bro? But that's kind of where the 49ers are. Eric Armstead, hurt, gone. Jimmy, ineffective, but hurt, gone. Yeah, they have very little patience, unlike Trent Baalke, who never met an ACL tear that he didn't love. But essentially, they're just older guys. They're trying to get cheaper. They'll eat the money now because later the money's going to get more, but then the cap's going to grow too. I'll say this about Parag Marathe and the 49ers front office. They are the best, or among the best, at top three, top four, top five, maybe one, in terms of massaging the salary cap. So by doing this, whatever Lombardi says, or any of these people who are really great with the numbers, which they kind of make my eyes roll back in my head after a little bit. I mean, I like them and they're necessary, but I try to keep them at a minimum on this show because it's like, look, it's about Debo. It's about Debo going to Washington. It's about what the 49ers are going to do to replace him. The numbers are the numbers. They'll work it out. That's for the nerds. That's for the bean counters. For me and you who are actually fans, it's like, okay, what does this mean? So it means to me that Ayuk's maybe on a better track than what everybody thinks, first of all. I think he is. Number two, they've got to count on Pearsall. Pearsall's got to step it the hell up. Number three, Juwan's got to be good again, and he's only got one more year left on his deal. And then I know what you want to talk about. Does this mean that the 49ers have to take a wide receiver in the draft? They don't have to. And when I heard this news, I was laying right there on that couch, and I was watching the NFL draft, and I went back because I DVR'd. Well, not wasn't on draft. It was a combine. And I was watching receivers run, and I know what kind of receiver Kyle likes. He likes tough guys, but he also knows that with Brock Purdy, he's got to get precise route running wide receivers. So do I think they're going to take one at 11? No. Do I think let's pop that thing up again on picks. With those, and I don't think they're going to have three fourth round picks. They have two thirds. Look at that. A first, a second, two thirds, three fourths, a fifth, and a couple of sevens. That's why I would like to get Meyer, the tight end for the Raiders, and get that off the board. All right. In free agency, I'd love to see like a DJ Jones. Not that DJ Jones is going to be all world, and he's probably not as good as when he left the 49ers because it's been a few years, but just so they're not desperate, you know? The teams that sign guys on the first day of free agency are desperate. On, like, the third day, it's like, I'm just trying to fill needs here. So, you know, DJ Jones would be really nice. Like I said, Dahlman's probably going to get paid too much. Sherwood, the linebacker of the Jets, I'd love. Javon Holland, I think, having a veteran. He's only 25, but he's started for a few years for the Dolphins, and he's good, and he's from the Bay. Would be really, really cool so that you go into the draft and you're not desperate. You don't want to have that reek of desperateness like I would have when I went into a bar back in the day. Like, they could just smell the desperate on me. And you don't want to be desperate going into the draft. But in that sweet spot of, I don't know, 99 to 139, I think there's a receiver in there. That's where receivers, they can get good receivers there. I think Danny Gray was a third rounder, so I might have just lied to your face. But you understand what I'm saying. I don't think a receiver is going to be in the first round. I don't think the second round. They've got too many needs in the trenches. I mean, what I'd love to see is like a Walter Nolan type. I'm starting to see mock drafts with like Mason Graham falling to 11. Yes, please. So, you know, the interior of the defensive line, second round, there's a couple of those guards in that range that I wouldn't mind. If Campbell, that LSU tackle, falls to 11, I'm all over that. But if that's the case, then 43, 75, those got to be trenches guys, and you don't want to get locked into something. If somebody slides, if there's a receiver that slides, great. But yeah, they're going to take a receiver because now they only got three, and I don't count Jacob Cowing. He made one play for 41 yards this whole year. He's just small. He can be a return guy, those kind of things. He is not a Kyle Shanahan. You got to block, you got to be tough. He's not that kind of guy. So in that 99 to 139 range, I could see a receiver in there because there's no great receivers other than the kid McMillan from Arizona, and then it's going to be beauty in the eye of the beholder. So when you start thinking, are they going to go receiver early in the draft? I just don't see it. And remember, they can do that in free agency as well. They can address that. Do they need somebody with Ayuk and Debo gone? Yeah, they're going to. I mean, I can't count on Pearsall. I hope he plays well, but I can't count on him. And Juwan can absolutely be great. But then, and I'm not Chris Conley, not like they need a receiver for early in the season. And that's not really, that doesn't scream rookie. It doesn't scream rookie. I could see them addressing a wide receiver in free agency. Again, not at the top of free agency, not Davante Adams before you ask. You know where I think Davante Adams is going? To the Chargers. Just, he wants to be on the West Coast. You know that. There was talk that, you know, if Aaron Rodgers, which I told you that was never going to happen, going to the Rams, but look, with Cooper Kupp leaving the Rams, by the way, I'd turn around and go, you want a five? Although I don't want Cooper Kupp's contract. But if Cooper Kupp doesn't get traded, I'd be all over Cooper Kupp. You imagine Cooper Kupp on the Niners? Get him for a little bit less money? He's been hurt a lot, though. The Niners probably don't want anything to do with Cooper Kupp now that I say it out loud. But still, love Cooper Kupp. So, all right, give me your thoughts. I want to get back out to you. So, again, cap hit. What they're going to do, they got to pick a wide receiver. Don't know that they need to pick one high in the draft because – somebody who's going to fill in for Ayuk, you want a veteran to come in and play those games. Then Ayuk comes back. And by the way, I've been told he's on a faster track than what people think, which is part of the reason they can trade Debo. And March 12th, this thing becomes official. All right, I've thrown a lot at you. So let's see what people think of this whole thing. Debo traded. F Cooper Kupp. I don't know, man. I like Cooper Kupp. I know he was on the Rams, but man, if they could get Cooper Kupp for cheap, I'd take that. He talk about a precise route runner. Might as well, Vernon. No, I'm not going to tell you to drink if you stop drinking. Congratulations on not drinking. You want a precise route runner that's going to be where he's supposed to be? That's Cooper Kupp. I'm just saying. I know he's been hurt a lot, but you know, I'm not the Rams aren't trading you Cooper Kupp, but if they couldn't get anything for Cooper Kupp and he became a free agent, don't think the 49ers wouldn't call on that. I already did that one as well. What else do we got? Geez, I keep getting that same one. I better start drinking. Let's see. Is there a receiver somebody likes? I want a vet receiver. Let me hold on a second. All right, let me do this. Who's because they want a free agent. I mean, I'm not saying they got a lot of money to sign wide receivers with, but I just can't trust a rookie. I can't just be like, okay, this rookie fourth round pick is going to be along with second year guy Ricky Pearsall. I can't count on Pearsall. And he could have a great camp and all that kind of stuff. Who do we got? We got anybody that they can afford? So I'm not in the Stephon Diggs, T. Higgins, Keenan Allen's interesting. I know he's old and slow, but I wonder if he's almost 33. I wonder if he'd come in cheap for a year. Amari Cooper, ooh, Brandon Cooks, that dude. I know he's 32, but Brandon Cooks would be interesting. Get him at the X. Brandon Cooks, Chris Godwin, too expensive. Deontay Johnson was on like 8 teams last year. No thanks. Mike Williams, no. Marquise Brown, too small. DeMarcus Robinson's an interesting name that I could see them looking at. Not a lot. After that, I'm trying to think. Don't love it. Because the guys who are at the top are going to be too expensive. They're not going to – Stephon Diggs is a giant pain in the ass too right now. So Stephon Diggs out. T. Higgins too expensive. Keenan Allen, I just wonder if he'll get any kind of love. He's slower than dirt, but still, he might be there. Amari Cooper is a guy that they talked to Cleveland about. That could be interesting. I like Godwin, but he's going to get overpaid. Brandon Cooks has been with like 92 teams, and he's from Stockton. That would be an interesting one. I wouldn't mind Brandon Cooks. I'm not talking about like superstar. I'm talking 1 year. Fill in for Ayuk for a little bit, give you a veteran presence on the team, be where you're supposed to be able to run routes a certain way, 1 year deal only, get him through the season. And then, you know, if you do take a rookie in the third or fourth round, you give him a year to kind of acclimate the things. I think you need a vet. It's not a great group, to be honest with you, because it's either too expensive or not good enough. So Diggs, Higgins, they're out. I think it starts with like a Keenan Allen and Amari Cooper. Godwin's probably too expensive. Cooks would really intrigue me. That's about it. Any of those names do anything for you? You're like, Lund, you're crazy. I'm just reading the names that are available. Sorry. That's just what it is. It's not great. Oh, not an EB here. I'm 100% with you. I think that they'll be able to pick up a receiver. My concern becomes if Ayuk's not going to be ready for week one and you got Jennings and you got Pearsall. Pearsall makes me nervous still. But then remember, Kittle's there. CMC is going to supposedly be there. Like, the weapons are going to be there. You know, and I just don't rely on rookies in any sport. Like, I can't just say they're going to get this rookie from place X and he's going to be great. I don't know that. And so they can't go into the year with, as you and I talk about all the time, if that rookie comes through. They've got to get a veteran guy now. And it doesn't have to be at the top of the market kind of a guy that they're going to get. Diggs, Higgins, they're out. Cooper for a year, Keenan for a year, Godwin's probably too expensive, Cooks for a year. Cooks just does 1 year deals all over the place. I would not be shocked whatsoever if it was Brandon Cooks. I'm just throwing it out there. Somebody, that's all I'm saying. What am I crazy about? I know I'm crazy. You have to be more specific when you call me crazy, because I am crazy. But I'm just saying, like, crazy for crazy. Why am I crazy? More specific, please. Oh, Davante Adams is great. Oh, there you go. Okay, I need to read better. It's on me. Yeah, Davante Adams is amazing. Davante Adams is not going to come here to San Francisco for 1 year, you know, nice, friendly team deal. I know he went to Fresno State. I get it. But he's at the point of his career where he's thinking to himself, I got one more big contract in me. So I love Davante Adams. I'd go out and get Davante Adams. But remember, you just took a big – you're going to eat some money on Debo. You're signing your quarterback. They don't have a bunch of money around here. They're not going to have a bunch of money. So I love, love, love Davante Adams. I'd put him at number one on the list in terms of guys they can, you know, that are acquirable. But Davante Adams is not going to say, hey, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a team-friendly deal at the end of my career. He's, how old's Devontae? He's in his 30s. But he might have lost a little bit off the fastball, but not a ton. He's not going to sign a one-year, hey, I'll fill in until Brennan gets back kind of a deal. It's not happening. No way. He's going to try to get one more big bite at the apple. Why do you think these guys at the end of their deals, Stafford is a great example of it. Stafford's a great example of it where it's like, look, I have no more guaranteed money. Trent Williams, the end of last year, I have no more guaranteed money. Miles Garrett right now, I have no more guaranteed money. They want money at the end of their career. Well, they want money 24/7, 365. But Davante Adams, I don't see it. I don't see it at all, Davante Adams. Of all the guys that I just said, and I can only read you guys who are free agents, and you're like, I hate all those guys. I get it. And they may be aggressive now that they have 11 draft picks, and I showed you the draft picks. They may be aggressive now that they've got all those picks to go out and try to get another receiver. That wouldn't shock me at all. So I'm just doing this emergency show to tell you that Debo's been traded. I guarantee you on Monday morning when you see my sweet, clean, shiny face, that I will have a list. In fact, I'm going to write it tonight. I'll write it and put it up at johnlundunleashed.com, a list of receivers they could go after in addition to free agents. I promise you that. Because they're not going to count on a rookie. They are not going to say, okay, we got Ricky, who's a second-year guy, but essentially a rookie, and Juwan Jennings, and it's not going to be Chris Conley. They're going to go out and get a veteran. And they'll draft another receiver, don't get me wrong. And with all those draft picks they have, they're going to draft a receiver. And I'm just telling you, these are the free agents. Stephon Diggs, T. Higgins, too expensive. Keenan Allen, probably not too expensive, went to Cal. Connection. I told you he was going to the Commanders. Connection. Amari Cooper, who they looked at last year. Godwin, I'd love, but he's going to be too expensive. He's only 29. He's not going to do a one-year deal. Cooks makes a ton of sense to me. Stockton guy, 31 years old. For some reason, teams are just like, and he's still got some juice. He can run. He's fast. He's a decent route runner. Deontay Johnson, they're not going to touch. I don't know what's going on with him. Mike Williams, too injured. Robert Woods, too injured. And then you get into guys where it's like, is that really an upgrade? DeMarcus Robinson, Nelson Aguilar, guys like that. DJ Chark, they don't do much for me, any of those guys. So I could see them, the only guys who make some sense, and Devontae is just going to want too much money. Devontae Adams has said he wants to get back to the West Coast. He's going to want too much money. I think he's going to go to the Chargers, to be honest with you. The Chargers have a screaming need at receiver. They have Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnston, total bust out of TCU. So they need a receiver so badly. And if he wants to go, and he's a tough guy, I could see that. So, look, if Davante Adams signs with the Niners, I'll come on first thing and go, woohoo, and I was wrong. First thing. But I just don't see it. They might, like I said, they have 11 draft picks. I would not be surprised in the slightest if they trade for a wide receiver. Wouldn't be surprised. And like I said, Cooper Kupp, if Cooper Kupp becomes a free agent, they're calling his agent. 100%. Hi, Alex. I could be wrong. I don't think I am. They're not trading Brandon Ayuk. He's got nearly a $30 million cap hit if they trade him. So they just took a cap hit on Debo. They're not going to turn around and take a cap hit on Ayuk. Now, next offseason, after this season, Ayuk was hurt, but if Ayuk's not good, they have a $12 million cap hit on that. And then after that, they could get out for $9 million. Essentially, Brandon Ayuk's contract was 3 years and $76 million. So all this $30 million, this, that, and the other. The fourth year of his deal, the cap number goes up to $44 million. That's when the deal ends. Over. So it's 3 and 76. But this year, if they trade him, it's $29 million that you lose for him not to play for you. And they just don't hate him like that. The Jets hate Aaron Rodgers. They're going to eat $50 million. So reading through these again before I go through a couple other things. Look, if there's another name out there, I get it, man. I totally understand. Oh, now we're talking. See, I knew that you would come through East Coast Red and Gold. I wouldn't be shocked if they were on the phone with Garrett Wilson. He wanted to be traded. Now that Aaron Rodgers is gone, I do wonder if Garrett Wilson is cool to stay in New York. But Garrett Wilson, I'd be on the phone right now because he's better than Brandon Ayuk. And I'm not saying you trade Ayuk, but all of a sudden it's Garrett Wilson. But he needs a new contract now that I think about it. And I don't know, they already just gave somebody a giant contract and they just traded a guy who they gave a giant contract to. They're not that team that is going to give a bunch of money to wide receivers. If you saw what Harbaugh did when he took over with the Chargers, he said goodbye to Keenan Allen. And he said goodbye to Mike Williams. He went, we're not building this team through wide receivers. We're building it through trenches. So then he went out and got to Joe Alt and all that. You know, everybody's like, oh, he's going to take a wide receiver at six, I think is where the Chargers were. And the whole time I'm sitting there going, no, they're not. It's Harbaugh, man. Harbaugh's not cutting two receivers so he can take a receiver. He's cutting two receivers so he can take a lineman. That's what he does. I wouldn't be shocked, John Holmes. Amari Cooper did not look good with the Bills. But again, in the middle of the season, so he could come in here. The Niners were fully prepared to trade Brandon Ayuk to the Browns last offseason for a third-round pick, for a second-round pick and Amari Cooper. So obviously they did their homework on Amari Cooper, and we know him from being on the Raiders. So Cooper would make sense. A lot of people jumping in with an Amari Cooper. Yeah, Amari Cooper might be that. So I can see that. I could absolutely see that. They need a veteran wide receiver, 1 year, short term. Okay, is Ricky okay? He is. All right, good. They're going to draft another one, but to say that they're going to take somebody, say, in the third round and say, rookie third rounder, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, until Ayuk gets back? No. Look, I'd love Godwin, D-Lew 22. I would love Godwin. He's nice, but he's 29. And he's had a lot of injuries, so I don't know that they're going to do that. But Godwin at 29 is probably going to be too much for the Niners, too much money for the Niners. What's up, Coach O. Williams? Debo had two super years, a decent year, a hurt year, and last year, and the whole offense was trash because Shanahan needs to adjust his offense. Defense is gearing up for him. The one thing I will agree with you on is Debo in the backfield was like, you would sit there and watch, and you're like, no. And the thing about it is, and maybe this is Debo getting older, or maybe this is Debo not being in shape, or whatever the case may be, he just didn't have the burst. He didn't have the burst in the out in the open field to break tackles. He didn't have the burst in the backfield. Everyone knew that Debo was getting the ball. It should have been. They should have changed that up, and we all knew what was going on. But that's just—it's absolutely crazy. Sorry, Len. Love your show. Just mad to see someone I was leave us. Yeah, I agree. Everybody hates having their guy leave. I totally understand that. You know, their guy that you know. And leaving the show. And I'm not, believe me, hopefully you're not referring to me trashing Debo because I'm not trashing Debo because, like I said, at one point, like when I was sitting in Miami at that Super Bowl in the first half and Debo was absolutely flummoxing the Chiefs, they didn't know what to do. And I don't know why Kyle went away from it in the second half. But it was like, Debo is crushing these guys. And there were many, many nights, many, many days, especially early in his career, where it was like, they got no answer for Debo or Debo has set a tone. Or, you know, Debo against the Rams, he used to crush the Rams, you know, run after the catch kind of stuff where he's just, you know, end of the season when they won that game, Debo was awesome in that game in 2021. So, look, he's been a tone setter. He's been great. But you could tell that it was just, you know, Debo Samuel is, well, it was done. Like, it had just run its course. And you heard John Lynch say earlier on in the week, like, sometimes time happens. And by that, he's meaning Debo's almost 30 and he's aging like a running back. But he wants to say nice things. So what I find to be funny is all these people are freaking out going, oh, they've got this guy and they're adding this offensive weapon. But if he was that great of a player, then why did he get traded for a fifth round pick? Like if Debo was that great at this point, I'm not trashing Debo. I'm saying Debo set a tone and Debo was a great Niner and Debo would be remembered fondly by most 49ers fans. And he should be. But if you're trading a guy who's great for a fifth rounder, although, you know, Moss was traded for a fourth rounder. So, I mean, it happens. You can get burned by this kind of stuff. I think Debo's going to be in shape and he'll have a good year, but he doesn't fit this team anymore. And that's what it comes down to a lot of times. Thanks for doing some numbers, Coach O. Do you have this year? Yeah, he was great in those years. And I have that in where will Debo go this year? You got the one at the end, the 42 for 232 and three scores. He was terrible this last year. I mean, there's nothing you can say. You could be the biggest Debo fan. You could have a Debo 19 jersey. You could have a Debo 1 jersey. You could have, no way. Hi, Nick J. Good to see you, man. Wide receiver court needs a vet. You're right. Devontae can't count on Ayuk to be ready. J.J. Pearsall, you read my mind, my friend. There's no doubt. They need a vet. They're going to draft a wide receiver. I don't think they can afford to draft a wide receiver in the first round. They don't have that luxury. Their trenches need to be fixed. Defensive line, defensive tackle, edge, offensive tackle, offensive guard. Whatever they can get in free agency can offset that clearly. But they're going to take a hit on Debo here. They just decided, look, they've got a lot. Here's why they traded him, really. I mean, okay, the ineffectiveness, he's getting older, all those things. But from a financial standpoint, and I promise you, I'll only do this for a minute because finances are like, bro, come on, man. We want to know who's going to replace him. We want to talk rookies. We want to talk vets. I totally get it. But with the contract for Purdy is not going to kick in really hard for about 2 years, right? Some of these other contracts, George Kittle is going to sign an extension. They're going to redo Fred Warner's deal because he's got a $29.2 million cap hit. I don't want your eyes to roll back in your head. They've got a lot of expenses coming up, is what I'm saying. And they're going, the cap is going to continue to go up and up and up. So that's good. But the expenses are going to go up and up and up. So they're going to take the hits now. So they're going to take a hit on Debo, and they're like, we're just going to take it. Just like they did last year with Armstead. You're going to see this really every offseason. Every offseason, some of these older guys. It's just going to happen because they have to. And when John Lynch said the other day, and he knew they were working on the Debo trade because he probably talked to Adam Peters like 5 minutes before he was on the podium. We're trying to get that deal done. Yeah, because you were just talking with Adam Peters about it at the combine. But they've got to take these hits because what he said in that press conference was, you know, we got to get younger. Well, that's the top heavy older guys. This, they're going to try to win and not rebuild at the same time, but just kind of retool some things. And Debo, as great as he was, is a part of this run that they've had and that they're trying to extend. You see through any team that has had runs for a long, long time, there's certain guys that go, certain guys that stay. They move certain guys in. I mean, the Patriots, for all those long runs, they didn't just have the same guys year in and year out and year in and year out. Guys get older. So that's what it is. I'll give it up to, yeah, Vernon makes a great point. I mean, for what Washington's done in a single year, and I don't know what's going to happen with Debo, but a fifth-round pick to take a flyer on Debo just from the Washington standpoint, and you and I talk about this all the time, you've got to look at it from the other team's standpoint sometimes. For them to get where they are, and sometimes you get lucky, right? And I think Caleb Williams is going to be fine, but Jaden Daniels just has the it. So you get Jaden Daniels, it falls in your lap at two, and you make some really good moves, and the offense was ridiculous, and they bring in Cliff Kingsbury, and Debo should help. But if they think they're going to put Debo in the backfield, for example, and teams are going to be fooled or whatever, man. Yeah, you're right. I did throw that up there from Jeremy Fowler that they asked about Jonathan Allen. I would have loved it, and it would have been a great, and it would have filled, and, you know, he makes $16 million, Debo $17 million, but it's the way that the NFL does the contracts. You got to take these hits, and, oh, man, there's money left on the contract. Well, really, there's not money left on the contract. They gave him the money. Why doesn't the other team just assume the contract? And they assume the risk and all that kind of stuff. I'm trading Debo, and let's say I wanted to get Jonathan Allen back, but they couldn't because Washington probably said, well, we're going to take a big hit too. Because if they could have just done one for one, you know, Debo makes $17 million next year and Allen makes $16 million. Well, geez, that'd been cool. We both need something. You need a receiver. Debo doesn't fit what we're doing offensively anymore. He's not an intricate route runner, and Brock is an anticipatory thrower. So we need to have guys that are going to run accurate routes. Okay. Then he doesn't fit us anymore, but we need a defensive tackle and you need a wide receiver. But it's not how the NFL does it. It's not like the NBA. It's really weird. I don't like it. I don't like how they do it. Moody is changing his number. He needs to change something, man. So anyway, let's see what else. What else? I would go with that. I mean, the O-line sucked, but you knew what was happening and put part of that on Kyle. I mean, let's be honest. You know, it's the same old play. It's like, gee, I wonder who's getting the ball in the backfield. Yeah, you know, they needed to be more creative. I think there's no doubt about it. So anyway. All right. What else? Let me go through this one more time. Emergency show, and I'll pop some of these things out that I got up here. But here's the deal. Emergency show. Debo traded. This happened about an hour ago. Well, it will technically happen on March 12th, but they've agreed in principle, as they say, to a deal to send Debo Samuel to the Washington Commanders. I told you on JohnLundUnleashed.com, and you can go back and watch and read the piece and watch the little video that's with it, that Washington always made sense because Adam Peters was the VP of player personnel for the 49ers in 2019 when they took Debo. So that's going to be pick 148. Thanks, Debo. Why is he gone? Because he doesn't fit route running and the type of things that they've got to do here. The wide receivers they have do fit that. Having said that, they need a veteran wide receiver now, and Brandon Ayuk is going to be late coming back, although I do hear that he's a little bit ahead of schedule. March 12th is the date, as you see on the chalkboard, where it can become official. 49ers wide receiver situation, we've pointed that out. Not a lot of great options for the Niners at this point. Will they draft a wide receiver? Sure. Should they draft one in the first round? I don't think so. Luther Burden III or McMillan or any of these guys, they're going to take a minute, probably. I mean, look, Malik Nabers came right in. Marvin Harrison came right in. Could they do it? Sure. But chances are, I don't think the wide receiver core or group is as good as it was a year ago. where you saw Neighbors and you saw Harrison, and you saw Brian Thomas at Jacksonville. Those guys are great. I mean, could that happen? Jackson or he was taken. Brian Thomas was taken in the '20s. The free agent group is not great. Devontae Adams is free, wants to come back to the West Coast. I just think he would be far too expensive for the 49ers. Stephon Diggs has been a major problem. Buffalo said no thanks. Houston's not even going to try to re-sign him. Higgins is going to be too expensive. Keenan Allen's interesting, but, I mean, he is really slow. And if you have him and Jennings, I think that's a problem. Amari Cooper is an interesting name. He's 31 years old, was not good in Buffalo last year. Chris Godwin of Tampa, I think he'd be nice. He's 29 years old, so he can still play. I think he's going to be too expensive, but we'll see. Brandon Cooks is a name to watch. He just screams temporary guy. There's my dog out there because I had the door open. Hold on a second. Shut up! Trying to work. Brandon Cooks, I can see something there. He's from Stockton, and he's got good speed. Deontay Johnson, no thanks. Lots of problems last year. Hopkins just retired. Mike Williams is too injured. Robert Woods is too injured. We're talking about an ex-wide receiver that where Brandon Ayuk plays. So there's not a lot of great options. Tonight I'll get in a piece. Hey, could you settle down a little bit, dude? Tonight I'll write a piece at johnlundunleashed.com, and I'll look at maybe some trade candidates for the 49ers there because I don't love it. Now I'll write some pieces on some guys. I'll write up a piece about some guys here that they could get free agent-wise. There's a few interesting names in here. I don't love them, though. So anyway, I'll continue to talk about those things. They got to sign a veteran, and they got to probably get a guy in the draft, maybe mid-rounds, something like that. Let me throw that up one more time real quick just on the draft pick. So this is what their draft pick looks like now, all their draft picks, with 148 in there. So that includes 148. So as you see there, two-thirds, three-fours. They're not going to use all those. They're going to move around. A five, a six, and two sevens. So what that tells you is the 49ers are not going to keep 11 draft picks. They're going to manipulate their way through the draft. And, you know, look at the first round. If somebody starts sliding in the first round, a defensive lineman like Mason Graham, or maybe just maybe Carter, the awesome edge rusher out of Penn State, because of that foot injury, starts sliding, he's around seven or eight. Niners can use some of those picks, go up and get him. So that's one of the things they can do. As far as a receiver is concerned, it all depends on the draft. I'm sitting here saying like 99 through 139 would be a range, but who knows? I mean, if the Niners like somebody in the second round, they're going to pull the trigger on the guy. You know, it's all based on their draft board. So it's kind of silly of me to sit here and go, well, between this range. Well, let's see it, you know, at first, you know, because I just wanted to go trenches. I mean, trenches. I've been saying that since before the Super Bowl, but then we saw Philadelphia just dominate Kansas City in the trenches, and Kansas City has been the 49ers' kryptonite. Could they get there? And with that easy schedule, I really think they're going to be up there again. I think they're going to be in the NFC mix. So I think they need to worry about trenches, but they do have to get a veteran wide receiver now that Debo's gone. And I don't think Ayuk's getting traded. And just because of the numbers just don't match. $29 million cap hit if they trade Ayuk, if you're just tuning in. I don't think that's happening, especially now that Debo's officially gone. But they need a vet, and they probably need to get a young player as well. Let me just go through a couple of things really quickly. If you just joined the show, and I know people are jumping in and out. So here's the deal. Sources confirm the agreement in place. Debo to Washington, fifth-round pick, cannot become official until March 12th, first day of the new league year. Adam Schefter reports they'll take on all of the 17.55. They better, because the Niners only got a fifth-round pick out of it. So if you would have eaten some of the money or something, maybe you get a better pick, but that's not the case, so they're going to do it. If you like numbers, Lombardi's got the numbers there. So they save, there's the, you know, the base he would have gotten, option bonus, blah, blah, blah. Those things make my eyes roll back in my head, but Lombardi does an amazing job at it, and it's a definite part of this whole thing. So I just, you know, I like to show it just to tell you, you know, hey, we're well-rounded on this show. So there it is. There's the numbers. You enjoy those? Should I play some music? Doot, 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 doot. Everybody's got those. It's fine. As you know, on the screen, there's Debo as a commander. Ooh, somebody's got Photoshop. So there's Debo as a commander, big smile on his face. He's happy to be catching passes from Jaden Daniels. And there's that. There was a piece, as we've been talking about, from Jeremy Fowler, Jonathan Allen, part of the trade discussions, which would have been really cool, but he was not included, 16.4, a possible hurdle. It's not so much the money, like I said. It's the way that the NFL is situated, in that then Washington has to take a hit, and they don't want to take a hit because they're bringing in Debo, and then the Niners have to take a hit because they're trading Debo. I think all that stuff's stupid. I mean, just Allen for Debo, they're making about the same amount of money. What's the difference? Should be able to do things like that, but they just make it too complicated. as far as that goes. And then I just said this, just who knows? But what they've got to start doing is they've got to start filling pieces before the draft, and they have 11 picks now. So use some of those picks to get some vets. And so all I was saying is I saw this as I was scrambling around looking for Debo information. They're going to trade a former second-round pick tight end are the Raiders because Brock Bowers is awesome. And the Niners need a backup tight end. So use one of those picks for him. And that kid was a second-rounder out of Notre Dame. He was good at Notre Dame. So there's that. Field Yates saying, assuming the fifth-round pick from Washington, San Francisco, 2020, would be the pick that was acquired in the Marshawn Lattimore trade. So 148. And then, as I said last time, there are the 11 draft picks for the Niners. Two in the third, four in the three in the fourth, one in the fifth, six, two in the seventh. So they've got some maneuverability to get some veterans, as we talked about before, to get something done here with this Debo trade. So give me your thoughts on the Debo trade. I'm going to get the chat back up and see what people think. Let me get some people who have paid, I tell you. Debo was fantastic, 49er, a lot of memories. I'm glad Bill M has that attitude because I think the same thing. Sometimes things don't work out. And I tell you this all the time on the show, and we all know this. You don't need me to tell you. You know, relationships rarely. Like, I'm not friends with any of my exes. All my exes live in Texas. I don't have any relationships with any exes. It's just the way it goes. Like, when they don't want to be with you and you don't want to be with them, everyone gets offended. So it was never going to end well. And the fact that they got a fifth rounder is about what I thought they were going to get. Micah. Ayuk feels like dead cap already. He may not do anything this season. That's a horrible injury. May never be the same. I think a trade is real. That's cool. You can absolutely positively think that. Two problems with it. And again, I respect your opinion. Two problems with it is I should have gotten it up on the screen for you. And I could probably still do this. Let me do this. Ayuk's deal, because I had it up a little bit earlier and I was looking at it. Do I have that still? Let me look, because I just want to show you something. It's a $29 million. Here we go. All right, let me do this. Why is this popping up? I'm getting pop-ups now. Get out of here. I hate you. Okay. All right, I'm gonna put this up on the screen so everybody can see this thing, all right? The dead cap. I'm going to have to reset this whole thing. Hold on. I just want to show you Ayuk's deal because it's ridiculous. All right. There we go. Move over. There you go. Dead cap. All right. I'm going to put this up on the screen real quick. You can talk amongst yourselves. Debo's been traded. No. Get all these ads out of the way so you don't have to deal with that. Okay. Let me send this to myself very quickly, and I will show you something why I don't think Ayuk's going to get traded. Again, not to show up Mike or anything like that. I'm not. You could be 100% right, and they're going to take another cap hit on this whole thing. I don't think they will, but you could be right, and I could be wrong. Promise. I could be like, Mike was right. I'm an idiot. But this is why, just how ugly this is with Ayuk, because he only signed the deal a year ago. And this is why I just don't think it's going to happen. But like I said, I could be totally wrong. Come on, man. Get up there. Just got to find this picture I just sent. Should be right there, but it's not. All right. Let me check it again. I know you're probably like, dude, numbers. You told me we weren't going to do numbers. All right. Let me just pop this up. It should have went through. Okay. There we are. Is this exciting or what? Let's see. I know this is live. This is live stuff because the Debo trade just happened. Oh, and then you cannot be serious. Then my mouse just died again. Oh my god! Can't make this stuff up. These emergency shows. Come on, man. Help me out, brother. Hang on 1 second. You're watching me like better because this wire's down below me, and I have to put this in for like a minute so that it'll sell itself again. I got to get this thing and just, so hopefully let me give it 1 second here and I'll keep this thing going for you all just so I can pop this Brandon Ayuk thing up. Crazy. All right. I think that'll work. Nope. It didn't. Oh, come on, man. Fix. Hold on. All right. 1 second. Come on, mouse. Okay, let's try that. Okay, there we go. We got it again. Okay, that's the one. God, this usually takes 2 seconds. If it would have been this big of a deal, I would never have done this. But let's try this again. One more time. If it doesn't work this time, then you're just going to take my word for it. Okay, there we go. Got it. All right, this is the deal. This is why I don't think Ayuk's going to be traded. So you see right there where it says dead cap of not 29, 39 million. Sorry, I was wrong. So 2025, you see right there, see where it says dead cap? 39 million. They're not going to take a $39 million cap hit on Brandon Ayuk. So that's what it would be. His cap hit this year, his number this year is only 11.2 million, 11.19. So last year, 5.7 and a $45 million dead cap. So there's no way they could have done it, right? Because they just did the deal. Second year of the deal, $11.2 million cap hit, $39 million cap hit if they trade him. $39 million. And then next year it goes down to 13. And then the year after that, you can't see it because I have this. In fact, let me get this get out of the way for just 1 second. Sorry. I got to get your comment out of the way here just for a second. Not that I don't respect it. But then, okay, here you go. And then, so next year, you see right here where it says potential out, right there in the middle there, it says potential out. So it's a 3 year, $76 million deal. That's what was guaranteed. And then you got a $9.2 million dead cap. So even though everybody was like, oh my God, this contract's 4 and 120 and he gets 30 a year. No, it's 3 and 76. And if they don't like it, then they get out for $9 million. That's the deal. And when's the contract over? As I told you, see where it says cap hit $42 million in the fourth year. He's never going to see that deal. And the next year's $44 million. That's to get it over 30 per year so that the agent can say, I got Brandon Ayuk $30 million a year. Look at me. I'm a great agent. That's not how it works. So it's a 3 year, $76 million deal with a 9.2 dead cap to get him out. And these last 2 years are dummy years so that you could get a $30 million average annual value so that he could squawk to everybody that he got Brandon Ayuk $30 million per year, which he didn't. He got him 25.3 per year, which is 3 and 76. But if you look at the second year, which is where he is, 2025, $39 million to get rid of Brandon Ayuk. Do they hate him that much? I mean, the Jets hate Aaron Rodgers that much. They're going to eat $50 million. The Niners do not hate Brandon Ayuk so much that they would get rid of him for $39 million. Plus, they can't afford it. So they can't sign Brock Purdy and sign Dre Greenlaw and extend George Kittle and do all these different things and take a $39 million cap hit on Brandon Ayuk. That's not why he's not getting traded. So again, I'm not saying I'm right or I'm wrong. Maybe they're just like, heck with it. We're just going to do all this right now and we're going to suck. And it's possible, but I'm just, you know, it took a long way to do that and a dead mouse and all these kind of things. I should have just, Darius Slayton's not a bad name. Let me double check what he did last year. Could somebody double check what Darius Slayton did last year? Oh my God. And I might want to plug in a mouse every now and then. Let's see. let's see. 28 last year, 39 for 573 and two. Not bad. He's okay. There you go. All right. So they need to get a veteran. There's no question about it. I think that there's no question about it. Thanks to Bill M for contributing. Very, very cool. And again, I'm not saying you're wrong here, Micah. Things happen. Dead cap, you may not do anything. That's a horrible injury. I think a trade is real. It is a horrible injury, but I have heard that he is progressing faster than we may believe. And that's a good name with Darius Slayton, but they're going to go out and they're going to get themselves a veteran. All right, let me get some more comments, questions, thoughts on this whole thing. Debo is a member of the Commanders as of March 12th. Let's see what else. Go Warriors. Yeah, that thing starts. What time is it? I don't even know. Oh, it's 5:42. I'm not even watching the Warriors. Give me a Scott, what's going on, man? Tell me what's going on with the Warriors game. Tell me what's happening. I'm late. Go Warriors. Absolutely. All right. What do you got? Set up good for the playoffs next year. Yeah, look, man. This isn't a surprise that they were going to trade they're going to trade Debo. That was not a surprise. Finally quieted down outside. Very good. Yep, there's an interesting one. Good call, Fosse. Cliff Kingsbury has Debo now. So he's going to change some things up because he looked at the film. I mean, it's not like they didn't. Adam Peters went to Dan Quinn. Adam Peters went to Cliff Kingsbury, and especially Cliff Kingsbury, Quinn being the head coach. But he went to Cliff Kingsbury and he said, I want you to watch some Debo tape. What do you think? And I'm sure he went to him and said, hey, man, I think there's some things that we can do here. So we'll see. That's bottom line is that he said, okay, I think we can do some things. And so that's exactly why they did what they did. You know, they made this move. It's not like they said, okay, what do you think? But I think on the flip side of things, when you have 11 draft picks like this and you're the 49ers, and maybe it'll be around draft time, But believe me, they're going to go out and they're going to start scouring. And I'm going to write a piece tonight. My wife's going to be really mad. She's like, she came in here earlier after I did the show this morning. And she goes, well, we can have a date night tonight, right? And I go, yeah, yeah. I said, I got to do a show in the morning. I'm going to sit in my, I'm going to catch up on the NFL, on the combine and everything else. But I said, for sure. Yeah, yeah. And then what this happened about 4:00, 4:15, something like around 4:00, Debo gets traded. I didn't even walk in there and tell her. I just, oh, got to go. Jumped on a show, put a few graphics up. Oh, got to go. Got a show to do. So that's just what she did. It would be tough to trade Ayuk, but I said, like I said, if this was last off season, Ayuk would never have gotten re-signed. And I've told you this. And if you go back to the Debo piece that I wrote, here's where it's still relevant, even though he just got traded to Washington, is I put about 15 teams up there that Debo could go to. And then I parted down to 5 in the top two were Houston and Washington. And those were the top two teams at the end. And I wish he would have gone to the AFC, but he didn't. That's just the way it is. You go to Washington, they got the 5th rounder, and that's where he's going to go. So you may see him in the playoffs next year. But Ayuk, $39 million cap hit is just going to be a major thing, especially when you have to sign your quarterback who's going to go from $1 million to a $60 million AAV or 55, but it's not going to be in that first year. It's going to be later, which is why the Niners are willing to take the hits now. They're going to take a hit on Debo. They're not going to take a $39 million hit on a receiver. The $50 million that Denver took on Russell Wilson last year, a $50 million that the Jets are going to take this year on Aaron Rodgers, but you know why they're taking out Rodgers. They hate him. They're just like, get off our organization. And that's not how they feel about Ayuk. And I don't see it. Plus, if Ayuk's gone, and I get it, he may miss a few games. But then what are you going to do the rest of the year? So you don't have Ayuk, you don't have Debo, and it's Pearsall and JJ? Really? No. I just don't see it. I like that name. He's really nice. That's a really nice, solid player. He's a solid player. I don't know if he's Debo-esque in his versatility, but that's a really nice name. There's some good receivers in this draft. It just doesn't have the high-end guys like Marvin Harrison last year and Malik Nabers. At least that's what we're hearing. I could be totally wrong. That's my good friend Danny down in Phoenix. Was expecting Debo to be traded, was hoping for more than a 5th. Yeah, I thought maybe it would be like a 5th that could turn into a 4 or a 5 that could turn into a 3 or something like that. But clearly the market wasn't great. And I do know that they were never going to release him. This is the name. Hey, marketing pro, Brendan Cook's best hands. I'm just saying, the names aren't great on the free agent on market. I'll look at wide receivers. Here's one key thing to look at, and I'll do this for you tonight. You don't have to do it. Guys going into the last year of their deal are the big targets. So why is Jonathan Allen possibly going to be traded by Washington last year of his deal? No more guaranteed money. Why is Debo getting traded by the Niners? Well, a number of different reasons, but part of it is he's going into the last year of his deal. Guys in the last year of their deal, DK Metcalf's name's been talked about. The Packers possibly for pick 23 and maybe more. Why is DK being named or talked about? Debo's in the last year of his deal. So there are wide receivers that potentially could be available. I'll give you another one too, and I know he's a little bit older, and so he probably doesn't fit this. Tyler Lockett. In Seattle's not trading Tyler Lockett to the 49ers, but Tyler Lockett's going to be released by the Seahawks because he's got a big bloated number, and he has no more guaranteed money. So I got to go back and I got to look at some of these names. Lockett comes to mind. They're not trading for DK. There's no way Seattle's trading DK to the 49ers. I'd love that. I like DK, but they're not trading him to the 49ers. Yeah, McMillan's a great player. I don't know if they take him at 11, but you know what? It's their evaluation, and it's a great point, Fosse. If their evaluation is this guy should be a top 5 pick and he's sitting there at 11, they're going to say trenches be damned. Because here's the one thing that, given your point right there, Daniel Jeremiah, I've told you this before, has 24 starter grades on defensive tackles in this draft. 24. And you have 11 picks at this point. You're not going to keep all of them, but there might be a sweet spot in the 3rd, 4th round where the Niners say to themselves, we can get, you know, an edge and a defensive tackle right there. And they've had a hell of a lot of success in the mid rounds, I'll tell you that. So what if they feel like McMillan's really that good? He's a 6'5 kid. Out of Arizona. I don't know. Did he run yet? I don't think he's even running, but they say he runs in the high 4.3s. And he's a monster and he can go up and get the ball. He's Juwan Jennings with speed is what he is. He's thin, so he's maybe not as tough. But if they feel like they love that guy and they can get interior defensive and offensive alignment a little bit later on in the draft, that's a thought. You're right. He's clearly the best receiver in the draft. So I'm not going to say that that's not going to happen. What else do we have? What's going on, Perry? Debo sucks. Lynch saying he's a great player. He's lying with a straight face. I mean, that's what he's saying. And he's only got to say it to keep leverage, right? We've talked about that a million times. You're not going to come out here and say, ah, Debo sucks. I don't know if we'll get anything for him. It's like, ugh. I don't want to bring up Mecole Hardman's name. Didn't he catch the game winner in the Super Bowl? Heck with that guy. Tyler, I wonder what Tyler Boyd's doing. I don't know what Tyler Boyd's doing. I'll check. I got to look at his contract. I will look at God, Valdez-Scantling drops a lot of balls. That's all. I will look at receivers for you tonight, and I'll write a piece, and I'll have it up tomorrow because it's not only free agents. That's not a good enough list. We got to look. We got to look a little deeper. Guys going into last year's, that's an interesting name, John Holmes. Adam Thielen is a really nice player. He's 34, I think, but he was good for Carolina. And Carolina, I mean, you know what kind of quarterback play. Young was just not good enough for them. He was better at the end of the year, but that's not a bad name. You know, again, I'm thinking one-year guy. One-year guy. That's not a bad name at all. I can see that. They're not bad for free agents, but they're not going to be a first day. The Niners are not going to be a first day team. And they're not going to go out. If you're asking about receivers, they're not going to go out and get T. Higgins. They're not going to go out and get Stephon Diggs. They're not going to go. I don't even think Godwin's a guy that they could. Godwin is a guy that they could afford. I don't see it. So anyway, see, this is the kind of stuff I like. We have insiders. My son's roommate is a bartender where I used grandpa and family hung out. They say he's doing pretty good. I've heard the same thing, Pine. I have heard the same thing, that he is, I'm not going to say far ahead of schedule, but I've heard he is ahead of schedule. That's all. Hi, Friendliest Catch. I saw Genty on NFL Network today. What a cool dude. What a good dude. But he's like, he looks like Barry Sanders. He's short. Stacey Dales was the reporter on the sidelines during the combine, and she was like, she towered over him. I don't think they'll do that. I think this is a deep running back draft, and I think they will take a running back, but I think later. And CMC, the demise of CMC has been greatly exaggerated. I'll just say that. Hi, Billy. Good to see you, man. Why wouldn't you want to keep 11 picks? Maybe trade back from 11. There's not 11 open spots on this roster. That's why. It's a 53-man roster. They don't have 11 open spots. So what's going to happen is you're going to use them for trades. And remember, not only do they not have 11 spots, they don't want 11 rookies. When John Lynch said that they want to balance things out, what they want to do is, yeah, Debo's gone, that some of these other contracts and everything, they've got to clear up some money to extend Kittle, obviously to sign Brock, potentially to sign Dre Greenlaw, if not Greenlaw, then a replacement linebacker. I love the kid Sherwood from the Jets, but whatever. They're not going to be first-day guys, but I keep saying Drew Dahlman's name, center that played at Stanford. His dad played for the Niners. Connection, 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 just like trading Debo to Washington, where Adam Peters was the VP of player personnel with the Niners in 2019. So there's always those connections. I'm simply saying that 11 picks is exactly what you said. Maybe trade back from 11, trade up. They're going to do that because, as I showed you with the picks before, they've got a gazillion picks. They have 3 fourth-round picks. They're not going to keep them. They're going to move up and down the draft board, and I do think between now and the draft, they may even trade for a wide receiver. Meyer, the tight end for the Raiders, was a second-round pick out of Notre Dame. He was really well thought of. He's an All-American tight end. And when Brock Bowers came about, it was like, well, and the Raiders did the right thing. They always tell you in the draft the best available player, and they did. And they knew they had Myers, a solid tight end, but the Niners need a second tight end. And when they cut Juszczyk, and I think they will, then they're going to use a move tight end. They're not going to go get another fullback on this team. He's unique that way. They're going to get a second tight end that's a move tight end that's going to do that blocking that Juszczyk did. And here's a kid right there, big kid out of Notre Dame, pretty solid blocker that I think that the Niners could go get with. He was a second-round pick. I bet they could use one of their 3 fourth-round picks. And the kid's only like in his second year, so he's not going to cost you a ton of money. But I think you and I are agreeing on this. Why wouldn't you want to keep 11? What I'm saying is they're going to use the 11. So they're going to trade. They're going to trade during the draft up and down. I think they're going to trade before the draft to potentially get a receiver that is in the last year of his deal because they might need him on a temporary basis. Or, you know, that's generally what teams do. They're like, we're not sure we can afford to re-sign this guy, whatever. Or maybe it's a rookie that just hasn't lived up to expectations. So I think it's something like that. But yeah, Billy, I think you and I are pretty much on the same page. It's the 11 picks, but I don't think they're going to literally take 11 picks in the draft because there's not 11 open spaces on this team. I do think, like you said, they're going to move up and down the board, and don't be shocked at all if, you know, Meyer, the kid from a Notre Dame that's a Raiders tight end, or there's a receiver out there either in the last year of the deal, or maybe he's disgruntled too, a veteran where the Niners can say, okay, we plug a veteran in because we lose Debo, also because Ayuk's going to come back a little bit later. So does that make sense? Hopefully it does. What up, Jay Lund? Hey, Antonio. Good to see you, man. Again, it's John Lund Unleashed. And if you're not getting your alerts, you're like, Debo got traded. Is Lund on? You would have gotten an alert. So John Lund Unleashed, make sure you have the alerts on. Hit the thumbs up button as well. And I tell you, we do the emergency shows. You always thought, Lund's crazy. He just does those morning shows. He doesn't do any of that kind of stuff. Look, we even had a fancy open for this thing.
It's a John Lund Unleashed emergency show.
911, what's your emergency?
Something big must have happened because Lund isn't getting off his ass for just any old breaking news.
What did you
say? A big trade, free agent signing, and his family is just sick of hearing him talk sports all day.
Oh, that's true.
Hell yeah. Make sure you are subscribed at John Lund Unleashed Pod on YouTube and the podcast, or you might miss the news.
You might.
Now with whatever it is, here's Johnny.
Yeah, it's Debo getting traded. Let's play that music again. Hopefully it doesn't loop. It might. I'm that dumb. No, it's not looping. There you go. That's why we're here today. Emergency show. Make sure those alerts are on. JohnLundUnleashed.com. Make sure that you subscribe to the show. And we're on all. By the way, I set up all of them. So we are live on. Are we? Did I hit go on Instagram? I did. All right. So we're live on Instagram, which is very, very cool. We're live at John Lund Radio on X. We are live on Twitch. We are live on Bay Area Sports Collective, Bay Area Sports Collective on their YouTube channel. So make sure you go and give Bay Area Sports Collective a follow. We're live on John Lund Unleashed on YouTube. Please make sure you subscribe. Tell all your friends and enemies. And we're live on my personal Facebook page, and I'm trying to get it moved over to John Lund Unleashed, but you can friend me there. I will friend you. And then you can hang out, and we post a bunch of stuff on John Lund Unleashed on Facebook. And as we always talk about, JohnLundUnleashed.com. JohnLundUnleashed.com is where you get everything all in one place. And you would have known that Debo was going to go to Washington if you'd have read my piece from 2 weeks ago on JohnLundUnleashed.com on the blog. So I'll reset that very quickly because I want to make sure that, you know, I don't over promote and things like that. But there it is right there. Wrote that about 2 weeks ago. Where will Debo go? A little fancy video. There's John saying, we're going to keep him. And there's Debo saying, no, I don't want to go anywhere. And then there is me at the bottom. I said, there's all those teams. And I said, five most likely. And I said, Commanders right there. So, and that's where I think if Ayuk was going to go somewhere, that would be the same thing, but he's not going anywhere. And you can read everything and see everything on the website. And that's one fancy place you can go to just check everything out, because there, as you see in the right-hand corner, are all the places for the social media. And then you can also click on everything as far as other stuff. There it goes. It finally went through. There you go. There's the website. The show from this morning is on there. Latest YouTube shows. You click on that. All the YouTube shows are there. Podcast, click on that. All the podcast shows are there. And then there is the blog, the latest blog post. If you want to, if you didn't hear John Lynch from, by the way, from the Combine earlier in the week, I would click on that if I were you, because it's got all the fancy videos. So you can see everything there, but see how you see John Lynch right there? See that? There's my little teaser video for it, but there's Brock's latest, Debo gone. Big Trent will be back. Greenlaw Huff. So you got all that information. You get the fancy videos from there. CMC update. IU. Blah, blah, blah. There's George Kittle saying, I want a new contract. Come on, bro. I don't know. There's him on Radio Row during the week. So anyway, if you go to the website there, then you can check everything out. So there you go. All right, let me do one fell swoop. We've been doing this about almost an hour and a half. Let me make sure. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Hurley Bird. I forgot I was even wearing this. You know, I first of all, the only reason I put on Yak Bros today was because I had the same hat that I had on this morning. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, I can't wear the same damn hat. So, yeah, an ode to the Yak Bros. And Debo was absolutely a Yak Bro. He is no longer a Yak Bro. And hopefully they can get more of Yak Bro, because Kittle's still a Yak Bro. Ayuk's still a Yak Bro. Ricky hasn't earned Yak Bro status. Juwan Jennings is kind of a Yak Bro. He's not a huge yards after the catch kind of guy running a 4.7, but you get the sense. You understand. Let's see. What else? That's a good call right there. You should wear a fireman or a doctor outfit for the emergency shows. I will do that. I got to get a big fireman Ed. That's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, that's not a bad open, right? I mean, you know, I did that at the beginning of the show, and it's like, let's go, you know, let's do that. So we had it ready to go. Yeah, worked out. Great, right? Worked out. All right. Purdy Yard. Yeah, they got to get him some online help, don't they? Hey, Billy, like I said, I think you and I were on the same page. I think I have Billy's. There you go. We're on the same page on that whole thing. Let's see. Hi, friendliest catch. This is our last answer, John. We need contributors. Yeah, I agree with you. That's why they're going to go out and get a veteran. I really think they're going to go out and get a veteran wide receiver. And I think they're going to draft one too. But I think it's going to be a veteran wide receiver. So that's kind of going to be what it's all about. All right. It's about 6 o'clock Pacific time. I really appreciate you stopping by for the emergency show. Thanks as always, Bill M. Thank you so much for a contribution of there. I agree with you on Debo. Let's give Debo the love. Micah, you could be right. It's a major cap hit if they trade him at $39 million, but you could be right. Who knows? And John Holmes, hello, John. Darius Slayton's a good name. So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to right now go look at receivers who could be available, not just the free agent guys, but I'll write a whole piece on this. I'll put it at johnlundunleashed.com. We'll have that up by tomorrow. And again, here is the show cover, emergency show, 49ers trade Debo to Commanders. That's what we've been talking about for the last hour and a half. Go through this one more time. There's Matt Maiocco. If you don't believe me, like, Lund's full of it. I don't believe Lund. Well, there's Matt Maiocco saying it's going to happen March 12th. So they've agreed in principle is the technical term for it. If you don't believe Matt Maiocco, who's a great source, there's Adam Schefter saying it's happening. Washington's taking it on. There's David Lombardi with the numbers. You can go talk, see David's stuff, but there's the numbers. They are a necessary evil in the discussions like that, although that's not a lot of fun. There's Debo as a Commander. Jonathan Allen was part of this talk, the defensive tackle for Washington, but he's not getting them. There's the pick itself, came from New Orleans, 148. There's the amount of picks the 49ers have, 11, which is a boatload. And look at that. Look at the fourth round, 112, 138, 139, two in the third, 75, 79. So again, look, if you can't replenish your team based on this, you have four picks in the first 100, four in the first 99, in 11, 43, 75, and 99. After that, you're going from 112 to 148. So in 36 picks there, you have another four picks. I mean, that's just, you got to replenish. They got to go back to their days where they just nailed the mid rounds. You know, Fred Warner was a third rounder. Fourth round, they got Hufanga. Fifth round, they got Kittle. In fifth round, they got Greenlaw. Seventh round, they got Brock. I mean, it's like, let's go. You guys got to get back to the days of nailing. Debo was a second rounder. So anyway, if I leave you with anything, thank you, Debo. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Debo. But it is time to move on, and that's what the 49ers did. A fifth rounder is not great. If you want my general thoughts on this thing, it's not an exciting day. I wouldn't call it that. I mean, I did an emergency show because Debo's going to the Commanders. But if we're being 100% honest, this is a disappointing end to Debo Samuel. I don't call anything an era, but this is a disappointing end to Debo, a former second-round pick who did a lot of great things, and it looks like his body just gave way on him, unless he goes to Washington, loses 25 pounds, and Cliff Kingsbury finds out a way to use him. And when John Lynch called him a great player the other day, great players, you don't want him to walk out the building, but great players don't go for fifth-round picks either. So no longer is Debo Samuel a great player. I can say both things. Debo was a great 49er, but Debo Samuel no longer is worth the money that the 49ers were going to pay him. So Debo Samuel leaves, as many relationships do, in a negative way, and for a fifth-round pick. And it's not great, but it's the direction that the 49ers are going. I hope they don't see him in Washington next year, because I got a sneaking feeling, a sneaking suspicion, that Debo Samuel's going to get himself in great shape, and he's not going to have that side belly that he had when he was wearing the A.J. Brown jersey, the Eagles jersey. I don't think that's going to be the case. So Debo Samuel is a member of the Washington Commanders in all ends, because it was a fifth-round pick, and that's not great, and that's the best they could do. Because you think the 49ers wanted to keep Debo Samuel in the NFC in case he got motivated? They wanted to move him to the AFC, but that was the best they could do, was a fifth-round pick. So there you go. That is it. March 12th is when it can become official. Anything else from anyone? Oh, look at this. Hello, Friendly Sketch. Would love a show or sporadic details about the business side of the podcast, John. It seems like a big journey. I'll do that. Absolutely. The only thing I can tell you without boring everyone right now is I did radio for about 30 years. I've never worked harder in my life, only because it's right now. It's not a one-man show. My wife is helping me. We have other people behind the scenes doing stuff. But I'm in here from probably most days during the week. Starting at about 6:30. Show starts at 8. I'll probably leave at 12, 1, 2 in the morning. It's just how it is. I'm not complaining. I'm having a great time doing it. And as long as everyone is entertained, I'll do it forever. You know, I love doing this. It's a lot of fun, and I'm glad that you guys are part of it. So that's all. Hang on. As I'm wrapping up, this thing died one more time, so I got to do this one more time, or else I can't end the show. I mean, honestly, I cannot end the show because this mouse is, like, critical to the ending of the show. I was going to hit the button a second ago, but I just went through everybody one more time, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. But no video of a girl with no teeth up Bourbon Street. John Holmes is the man. That was a reference towards my son, who is at Arizona State, and that was a reference towards him, who I'm sure has sent me a text in regards to, see, my wife is here, and she's like, you promised me a date. 76ers Warriors. No, she's talking about the Warriors game. Debo got traded to Washington. That's why we're here. So that's we're doing the emergency show for Debo. But I know my dog is trying to get me to pay it some attention right now, too. But let me see if I can get this mouse to work so that we can end the show, because we can't end the show unless this mouse works. Can you believe that? That's where we are in this whole thing. But yeah, the mouse has died, and so we can't end the show until the mouse comes back to life. Let's see if we can do it. Yep, there it goes. It's back. All right, thanks everybody as well for hanging out. It's like the third time it died, but great stuff. Thank you so much for joining the emergency show today. I know we do. Thank you for joining the emergency show. Debo Samuel goes to Washington. So here's what we're going to do. I'll write the piece, not only for receivers. I think it's veteran receivers, but I'll also write because I've been looking at the draft, some draft guys they could get. I don't trust a receiver, though. So I think the Niners are going to be in the market, especially with these 11 draft picks, for a veteran receiver. So I'll write a piece. I'll put it up at johnlundunleashed.com. Thanks for hanging out. Have a great Saturday night. Debo to Washington. If there's more emergency news, we'll be back tomorrow or when news breaks. If not, then we'll talk to you at 8 a.m. Pacific on John Lund Unleashed. Have a great night, everybody.
Thanks for hanging out with John Lund Unleashed. We'll try to be better next time, though I wouldn't hold my breath. Please like and subscribe on the John Lund Unleashed Pod YouTube channel. Watch live shows weekdays at 8 a.m. on YouTube, Instagram, and X. And make sure to have your alerts on for shows throughout the day or night. All things Lund can be found at johnlundunleashed.com. johnlundunleashed.com.
Goodbye!